Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers. I'm glad to be back this week. You are listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. And Om Shanti to you. Greetings and peace. I want to let you know tonight that I have a very special guest, Robert Stewart. He's coming to us from Florida, and he'll be with us just shortly on the show. But first, as always, I want to give you some demystification of Tantra, some other aspect of Tantra, which I call the appetizer. And tonight, I want to talk a little bit about, being regular people practicing Tantra. We're not necessarily Hindu yogis, although I have had a Hindu yogi on my show before, but, you know, we're not necessarily people who've been studying yoga for 10 years or 12 years. We're not people who can make our body into pretzels. We're not necessarily people, I'm not necessarily a person who, who has had sightings or images of various gods and things. So I want to tell you a little bit about how I got into Tantra, and I think it's a really good, introduction to Robert, because I have a feeling that that happened for him similarly. It happened to him the same way, and he'll tell you that when he comes on in a few minutes. I was a very successful person in the corporate world before Tantra came into my life. Not only did I have a good consulting business, but then I worked for a number of very big corporations. I worked for an international software company, and I also worked for Landmark Education Corporation, which is a company that does a program called the Landmark Forum, which many people who listen to this probably have been through. It's a transformational technology educational company. And when I was in the midst of the height of my success in the corporate world, I had some breakdowns in my body. And I had such lower GI problems. I had such real, real annoyances and actually agony in my lower colon that I often had to just pull over to the side of the road, or sometimes I had to leave work because I was in so much pain, or I had to run to the bathroom so many times. It really was a horrendous situation. And also, during my time of success, I was an avid tennis player, and I tore my knee. So therefore, I couldn't play tennis anymore, and I couldn't run. I used to do 5 and 10K races regularly, and I could just about walk. So my body was telling me something, but I didn't know it. I wasn't listening. My body was telling me that this wasn't right for me, that I was actually, when I look back at it now, I think that I was becoming a man. I was a woman, of course, but I was becoming so successful in a male paradigm that I was kind of losing my femininity. I was losing my identity as a woman. I was just, I think I've said this since before, I was kind of like a cigar-smoking boardroom woman. Now I like to call myself a goddess in the boardroom, but then I didn't know about goddess. So anyway, my body broke down. I was in this terrible state, and then I had a breakup also. Not only did I break up with my company, I left Landmark, and then I left my then lover, and I was just a mess. And in that messy state, I found Tantra. A friend of mine came through and said, you should go to this workshop, this Tantra workshop. I didn't know what it was. I thought, like everybody else, it was some kind of weird kinky sex thing. And that's really what people think about it, and that's why I'm around, to make it, to demystify it from that identification. It is not that. And, some people make it that, but it's not that. For real, it's not that. And so I found Tantra, and I rejoice. I rejoiced in the moment that I found it, because I came back to my senses. And I remembered who I was as a person. I remembered who I was as a woman. I remembered what it was to be feminine. I remembered what it was to be vulnerable. I remembered what it was to be in my full glory and power, not just a very effective and successful machine for the corporate world. I became a human being again. And so I wanted you to know that. I wanted you to know my true story so that you could figure out that I was a regular person. Okay, I'm kind of an overachiever. Maybe some people think I'm beyond regular, but I am a regular person like you are, and it's important to note that regular people can find amazing benefits from connecting their body and their mind together with spirit. And so really that's what this is all about. So I hope that you've enjoyed my introduction this evening, and without another moment going by, I'm going to introduce my guest, Robert Stewart. Let me tell you something about him. He lives in Port Orange, Florida, which, if you don't know where that is, it's in the Daytona area. And he is an energy healer, a Reiki master. He practices Qigong. He practices Tantra. And he especially does breath work. He does some special rebirthing techniques. He's a healer in that area, and we're going to hear more about that. And he also teaches a universal principle and universal law. I know he does he does some kind of a quick call every single day, and he'll tell us about that too, where he does some kind of an enlightenment. So without any further ado, let me introduce Robert Stewart. Robert, are you there?
I am. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Robert. Welcome to Tantra Cafe.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And, I don't know if you can relate to what I was talking about when I was giving my introduction about how I was a regular person, and then Tantra brought me back to my senses. I think when I met you in Florida, I met you at a trade show about 2 years ago. I met you at the Winter Holistic Health Expo in Daytona. And you met me, and it was like, two sparks ignited.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, yeah, Tantra.
Yeah, it was very interesting how Tantra came to me. Probably, my goodness, my first introduction to it was probably around 17, maybe 18 years ago. And back then, I was reading and practicing the Mantak Chia, some of the cultivating male sexual energy, because I was practicing Tai Chi, and I was a yoga instructor at that time, and still working in the energies then. I got married and started having a family. Well, I held on to as much of my spiritual life and the practices as that I thought I could at the time, and then I got busy making a living. And I let some of the cultivating energies go, and it wasn't until about 2 years ago when I was sitting in my chair. My business was successful. I have three beautiful daughters and a beautiful wife, and I was feeling inside, and I got honest with myself, and I wasn't being fulfilled. I said, "What is this? Everything looks, from the outside looking in, this looks perfect, but what is going on? Why do I feel so unfulfilled inside?" And I went to a course called Living Your Purpose. In this course, this was put on by Neil Donald Walsh and Conversations with God. Well, during that course, it was called Living Your Purpose. I went and it was perfect. I knew this is what I was supposed to. I knew 20 years ago this is what I came here to do. I was so drawn to it then, but I let life pull me away from it. So I went ahead and I went through his training program. While I was in his training program, in the training program out for the Conversations with God, and it was about doing the inner work, I came across breath work, even deeper breath work, and I also came across a part of me that needed to be healed, and I knew it did. I even wrote a paper, and it was the lower chakra energy. It was the Tantra energy we're talking about, the first and second chakra stuff. Mm-hmm. I had written a paper not knowing it real clearly how it was going to be. So I walked away from there feeling so much lighter in my life and on purpose in my life, doing what I do, but there still was something. And lo and behold, at the health fair, I ran into you. And as soon as I ran into you, Tantra, it was like, oh, yeah, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And and since then, I've taken your courses, and it's just been a phenomenal ride for me. And the clarity that I have gained from all this and how it's moving me forward, it was the missing piece that I was looking for. It was the part that I kept searching to pull together. I could feel that there was another piece to bring this lifestyle, this wholeness back to me, this fulfilledness back into who I am. And I finally found it thanks to Tantra. And so that was my introduction into getting into it, was simply saying, hey, well, in my terms, hey, God, what's this? This life's not working for me. The name of my company is called Life Works now. Then my life's not working. What do I need to do to get it working, to have happiness, to have joy, bliss, and intimacy in my life? And I found that now.
Well, that's terrific. That's some testimonial. Let me say something, a couple things. First of all, you just gave the name of your company, Life Works. So why don't you give people your website, because it's really Life Works with Robert. So give people your website so that they can get in touch with you later on after they hear the show.
Oh, I'd be happy to. It's www.lifeworkswithrobert.com. And just spell that all the way out, Life Works with Robert, without any breaks, lifeworkswithrobert.com.
That's great, Robert. And also, you mentioned Montauk Chia, so we got to go back because, first of all, we mentioned chakras, and sometimes people are listening to the show and they know what chakras are. And sometimes they're listening to the show and they have no idea. It might be the first time they've ever heard Tantra Cafe. So if you're a first-time listener to Tantra Cafe, I'm Laurie Handler, your host. And my guest tonight is Robert Stewart, who's coming to us from the Daytona area of Florida, and really Port Orange, Florida. And he mentioned the chakras earlier, and knowing that when he went to Neil Donald Walsh workshops, to this Purpose of Life workshop, he realized that there was something off in his lower chakras, which would be the first, second, and third energy centers in the body. One is around your tailbone, two is around your sex, three is in your belly, it's kind of upper belly solar plexus. And those are the ones where often people store things. They store painful memories and violations and traumas and things like that right in the centers where you're also supposed to be able to have pleasure and spend money and get romantic and all those wonderful feelings that we long for, that our songs are written about. Those same centers get all bogged down by these traumas. So when Robert's saying that he went to a course and he realized he needed to heal those areas, it's because he probably had some trauma in his life, and he may or may not have known it. Because oftentimes we don't know it. It just shows up later when we're adults and something seems off. So, Robert, I want to come back and tell them about Montauk Chia for a minute. Which book were you reading by him?
The Secrets of Love, Cultivating Male Sexual Energy.
Okay, good. I've never heard of that one. The ones I know are... Microcosm Orbit, Cultivating Male Energy, and then there's one Cultivating Female Energy, something.
Right, and Cultivating the Female. Those two, I read those two. This one I'm talking about, I believe, is a little later, Laurie, and he co-authored this with Michael Wynn.
Okay. He's written a book called The Orgasmic Couple. He's quite a bright man. I saw him this year. He was a little difficult to understand. He has a thick accent, and for me, it was hard to understand everything he was saying, but I totally got his energy. He was lovely, lovely person. So good. Okay, so Montauk Chia, that's for people who want to know about that. And then Neil Donald Walsh, we'll mention him again because for people... I can't imagine that someone wouldn't know him, but for people who aren't sure who he is, He wrote Conversations with God, very popular book. So, okay, Robert, so take it away. So we connected on Tantra. You said, this is it. You took all my courses. And how has that affected your life or changed your life?
It's to put one word to it is called, it would be clear. I feel so much clearer in my life. I had no idea, because of the years that I had done spiritual work, and the previous years I had done inner work, or what I thought I was doing my inner work, I thought I'd taken care of a lot of what I call my unfinished business or my issues and different things like that. But when I started working with you in your courses, I realized that there was still so much there to deal with. And by doing the emotional release technique and different exercises that we did in your course, the clarity I got from all that is amazing. I have to be honest, I don't even view a lot of life, especially my sexual life, the same. I don't even see it in the same way. It doesn't show up for me in that way at all. And I'm sure that I just feel more confident. I feel more in power. I really feel confident in who I am. And I know that so many fears had been crammed down in me, so to speak, and so much doubt in my life from just the worldly conditions I believe that we live in. To release that was such a freedom for me. To put it into words, it's life-changing. It literally changed my life. And there's been a number of those things. I think that people who are on this type of path and who do this find that there's several times in life where you have life-changing patterns that happen. Well, this was one of them for me in my life. This was when I reached a point where everything in my life I chose to look at differently. I chose to look at in a way that allowed more freedom, that allowed more opening, that allowed more clarity into my life.
Well, on that powerful, powerful note, we're going to break for our commercials for our sponsors. And then we'll be back. So if you've just tuned in and you're listening now, I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. You're listening to Tantra Cafe. And my guest this evening is Robert Stewart, and I'd like you to stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex, feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex. Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex, and it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of East Garden? East Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/Tantra Cafe. Go there now. Okay, we're coming back now. This is Laurie Handlers, and you are listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. And I'm here today with my guest, Robert Stewart, who is a Reiki master, an energy worker, a breath healer, and teacher of universal practice and universal law. Sorry, universal principle and universal law. He's from Port Orange, Florida. That's where we're calling into him to today. And his website is lifeworkswithrobert.com. So that's where you can find out more information about him. And Robert, we left off, we were talking about how actually you experienced a shift in your entire life, in the way you see things, in the way you are about your sexual energy, and the way you are about life, since you've kind of fell into Tantra, knowing all the time, knowing for years that you were going to fall into Tantra, it was just a matter of time when, and how, you know, it was very, I felt the same thing when I met you. I mean, it was not a chance meeting. It was definitely a destiny meeting. I remember being at that show. I was setting up my table, and you walked up, and I was just like, oh, here's a light being. Here's somebody who's fully alive. I'm supposed to meet this person. And, you know, and it was just an incredible connection, which led to us, to you coming to my courses, coming up to New York, and which is going to eventually lead to you and I, not in the too long from now future, putting some things together in Florida. So here you are. It's affected your life in all ways. It's affected your life in making a huge shift, coming to a crossroads and changing direction a little bit. What would you say, you know, what has it brought to your work life? You know, you're into a lot of different energy work and healing work and helping people become enlightened. What would you say Tantra has done to, how has it affected or influenced your work with people?
Oh, the work has always been powerful. When you work with breath and breathing deeply in deep ways, it's always a powerful impact, especially the rebirthing and doing any of this inner work. But what Tantra has added, the practices of Tantra and the understanding, as I remember and learn and acquire the understanding of Tantra, is it puts me in more receptive, when I'm working with a client or a group, a more feeling place, to where I actually can feel even more intuitively where they're at in their body, where I'm at in my body. It has taught me to come back into my body fully, and not so much into my head or the thoughts, but listen to the infinite wisdom that's within me. It's probably been the biggest and greatest impact, not to mention the different breath exercises that I've added, that I've created because of this, because of the Tantra, and added to the work that I do, even down to the coaching and process part of the work that I do. When I'm just working with somebody in a processing thing, by me being aware that these energies were blocked in me, and I wasn't really aware. I knew something was there, but I didn't know what it was. I also know that for most everyone else, they're there too. And if I can make it comfortable and safe in my work for them to go there and take a look at that, and have give them the opportunity to begin releasing some of these traumas, some of this pain, some of these stories that we tell ourselves, it's more beneficial that way. So it's added that flavor even deeper and give me a better connection through my own intimacy with myself, or getting into my own body, my intimacy with self, with life, that's given me a more capacity to be intimate with the person that's in, or persons that are in front of me.
So, I listen, I'm following you 100%. I understand what you're talking about in terms of people releasing these energies, et cetera. But, you know, let's roll back just a moment, if we would. What if I was somebody listening to this show and I had no idea what rebirthing was or what a healing session was? Could you paint a little picture for us? Could you say, okay, someone comes into a session. First of all, why would somebody call you?
The reason someone would call me is for if they knew they had emotional work that they needed to do, they found out in their life that they just hit a wall, or their life just isn't working, whether they're a victim, whether life's just too hard, something's not working in harmony, whether it's the relationship, it could be a combination of all of those things. But a person would come to me because simply their life is not working the way they would like for it to work. The breath and the different energy modalities that I use are just tools to help access these places in their own physical body and the memory body, and are the memory of the people who are coming to me requesting this, so that these memories can come up to be freed or released, and maybe even replaced. But it gives them an opportunity to look. So somebody who is ready to look at, instead of blaming the world, was ready to look at why maybe their life isn't working the way that they would prefer it to work. That's the type of person that would come.
Okay.
And the modalities would be based on their talk. They would pretty much lead it, and then we would add the modalities to it.
So would they, if they came in to a session with you and they said, you know, if I came in, let's talk about me. If I came in and I said to you, okay, I'm having issues, you know, past issues, traumas with my family, and I'm really upset and mad, and I, you know, the world's not going the way I want it. I mean, would we right away start doing breathing? And if when we were, would we be sitting down? Would we be facing each other? Would I be lying down? Would you be, how would you be, like,
with,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
With you, we would probably go to a breath session quickly, because I know you, and it really depends on the person. Some people come in, they may need a little coaching. We may need to uncover and to start, to reach a place to where they feel safe with me first and foremost.
Okay.
Where you would feel safe coming into me because of our relationship.
Yeah, of
so
course.
It's a brand new person coming in. I would spend probably 15, 30 minutes or so coaching, talking, and just getting to know and asking them the questions. Then the actual breath work would be laying down on the floor.
Okay.
And doing an hour of deep breath. I call it a release breath because that's exactly what happens. It's the surrender breath, as what I call it. And I actually name it the breath of life, to take it in, to help release and go into these areas that, and here's the key, where you may not be aware that they're there, because the breath has a way of accessing these places that we can't do a lot of times, or we might not even be aware that these traumas or these blockages are there.
Mm. You know, two things. One is, the first thing is that you mentioned, before we went into detail about the work, you mentioned that Tantra has helped make you more receptive. And I want to underline that for a minute, because, really, it's, I remember being in a seminar at Landmark, years ago, and the leader said, who here would like to make a difference in the world? And everybody raised their hands. You know, like, you know, 90% of the people in 200 people seminar raised their hands. And then they said, how many people here would like to receive the gifts of all these people who want to change the world? And, you know, almost nobody raised their hand. And I remember that. It was so poignant because people are not home to receive. They're all doing. They're busy doing, but nobody's getting. Nobody's receiving. And that's really that's part of why Tantra has resurfaced on the planet, because most of us are living in our male polarity, which is doing.
Yeah.
And very few people are living or learn, and we're just first relearning to live in our feminine polarity, which is being and receiving and allowing. So you mentioned all those things a little bit just a few paragraphs ago, and I wanted to underline the receiving aspect that Tantra allows people in very simple ways to start opening up to receiving the bountiful abundance that exists on the planet, and that most often and most assuredly lives in each person, and rarely we're not receiving other people's gifts because we're not open to receive.
There's a phrase that I like to always refer to, and I think a lot of people will be familiar with this when I say it, and it comes right out of the Bible. God says, "It's my great pleasure to give you the kingdom." And I always say, when is it going to be our great pleasure to receive? And all the beautiful things that are out there, because since it's already given, let's start receiving a little bit of it. And that's, I'm so glad you went back to that, because the doingness, what I found in my life, I don't know about you, but the doingness actually was blocking me in a lot of ways, believing that I had to do so much instead of my being willing to receive. And the gifts, even maybe to receive a compliment or to receive money or to receive anything like that. It's what a gift to have that back, to be enough in my own power to receive. And receive without guilt, receive without fear or anything like that, and receive feeling that I'm worthy.
Yes, so key. So key. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Yeah, so thank you. Thanks for sharing that quote from the Bible. And, you know, it is, we did inherit, you know, especially in this country. I can't talk about, I'm not an expert in other countries, although I am pretty much of an India expert. But other than that, I've been to many other countries, but I can't say I'm an expert. I can say that, you know, the people that came to this country and settled not only were the Puritans who have totally influenced our attitudes about sex and self-expression, but also the Protestant work ethic that came along with them and many other people who arrived in this country, which says that we have to work hard to make ourselves worthy, to make ourselves deserving, to finally reap the benefits. And, you know, it's funny, in my last show, the show I just did right before your show was with somebody you know, Jeff DeLone, somebody who's been a student of mine for 8 years, and Jeff said he's not working hard anymore. He's changing that. And Tantra has allowed him to change that in his life and to receive, because he has put in the work. He's put in the preparation. So I wish that on you too.
Yes.
And on everyone listening, that everyone starts to receive, to open up to receive what there is on this planet to receive. Everything's here.
Yeah.
Everything we need is right here. So very important stuff. Now, coming back to this safety thing you were talking about.
Okay.
When people say safety, you know, that for me is a huge bell, because I spend most of, you know, so much time in my courses having people feel safe. And I think it's so critical that you do that, that people feel that they're safe with you so they can actually get the work done that they're there to do with you, and they can't do it if they're, I mean, they have enough resistance, don't they? So they're
exactly.
trying to, They've got to feel safe with you.
Yeah, without me projecting a story or something that's not clear in me on the situation. I found just the more work that I do with me, just showing up and being present, the people that I show up for feel safer. Because the more authentic I'm being with me, Lori, the more honest I'm being with myself. And I think that it rubs off by osmosis or something, or people just get that. And to be a lot of times with somebody, I'll tell them my story. I'll talk to them and say, look, we're not so much different. We've dealt with the same stuff, maybe with different characters or different dramas, but it's the same stuff here. So, and that's really comforting to a lot of people, is to create that, have that safe place created, space created, so that they feel comfortable talking and releasing and even crying or having an emotional release with someone else, or sometimes especially in a group. Because I've seen groups when I first started doing this type of work that you could see people holding on from afraid of how they would look in the group if they totally let themselves go. Mm. And so I think the safe space is probably the key as far as is from what I've gathered and what I'm learning about this.
Well, on that note, we're going to take another break. I do want to just cap that with saying that I created Tantra Cafe, this show, so that people would have a safe way of finding out about Tantra from their chair side, from their computer, from listening to bbsradio.com and my station before BBS, so that they could find Tantra Cafe a safe space, a safe harbor, a vehicle where they could listen and learn about Tantra without ever showing their face or coming to a class. They could learn plenty. So thank you so much for reiterating that point, Robert. I appreciate that. And now we're going to go to station break. If you've just tuned in at the middle of the show, this is Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and my guest is Robert Stewart this evening, and we will be right back. I, Laurie Handlers, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India, November 19th to December 1st, 2008. You'll see the Taj Mahal and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience Jaipur, the pink city, and visit the sacred lake of Pushkar. Then, at dawn from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. You'll tour Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment, and then you'll explore the exotic Kamasutra temples of Khajuraho. Finally, you'll shop till you drop in the Paraganj Bazaar in New Delhi. Throughout the tour, you'll learn tantric techniques and principles, and I promise you'll feel a tremendous sense of well-being as we delve into these simple yet potent tantric tools. Please note that no previous experience with tantra or yoga is necessary. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible country of India. And I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not a typical tourist.
For more information about this exciting tantric tour of the heart of India, contact Lori at butterflyworkshops.com or write to her at info@butterflyworkshops.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Tantra Cafe, a show for spiritual enlightenment. And I am Laurie Handlers, your host, coming to you from bbsradio.com. And if you're just joining us or coming back with us, I'm here tonight with Robert Stewart from Port Orange, Florida. He is a healer, primarily working with different breaths. He's a breath work healer. People would call him a rebirther. We're going to find out a little bit more about that momentarily. And we've been talking about how Tantra has influenced Robert's life, like how our chance meeting, which we don't believe was chance, happened, and how Robert came and did some courses and integrated the work into all of his work, and on, like how it's influenced his life. And I started by saying, you know, that Tantra leads us to Tantra has found us in a place when we needed a big change in our lives. That's what I said in the very beginning of the show. For me, I needed a new resurgence of energy in my life. I needed a whole new direction, and then Robert said the same thing a little bit later in the show. So we're back. We're talking about safety and how important it is to be safe when you're doing healing work, whether you're the client or the practitioner. And, you know, Robert, my understanding of rebirthing is this thing where you go in the water, you go in a bathtub, and you put a mask on, a snorkel mask, and then the snorkel comes up in the water, and then you start doing breathing under the water. Were you trained in that? Is that something that you do,
no.
Or is this completely different?
Yes, that's one way that we can. That's one way that we can do it. And actually, that's a great way, because it's like you're. It's like, especially if it's nice warm water, it's like you're in the womb, and you can be rebirthed that way. And to even after you come up out of the water, to be cradled by the practitioner and just rocked with really nice things said. You can imagine how nice that would feel. And big emotional releases happen there. But it doesn't necessarily have to be in the water with a snorkel. We can lay right down. I can put on a massage table or across the bed or even in the floor with a group. A lot of times I'll do a group of people where we'll bring the mat. The breath will take you there anyway, to that place. And most of the time, a tub of water may not be around, or a lot of times a tub of water may not be around to do that in, so it's not necessary to have the water. We have amazing group sessions where people just come in the room. We do a check-in where everybody goes around the room and tells maybe a little bit about themselves and how they're feeling. We want to get into a feeling right away, how they're feeling, and then we lay down and we start to breathe. And we'll just take that inhale, that, and just release and start to breathe like that an hour, and the breath does the work. Goes back to that us not having to do it, that it's already here, we just have to receive. The same with breath work. When we can surrender, take the breath in, receive the gift, and just release it, it'll take out of us or help us release what needs to be released.
Robert, what do you do? This just popped in for me, because it happens in my classes too. What do you do when somebody doesn't know what they feel, or they say, "I think I feel," whatever? What do you do when you go around the room and somebody's stumped? Has that ever happened to you?
Well, if they think they feel, I will get them. I may help them with pictures or something. I'll say, "Well, where is that in your body? What color is it?" And then maybe bring them back around to a feeling. What does it look like? Close your eyes, I might say. Close your eyes and just go there. After we find out, like, where in the body that nothing that I don't feel or that I don't know what it is I'm feeling is. Go there, and from that point, invite them to go in there and say, okay, what's the first three words that come to you? And give that, in other words, I look for a door into their feelings. I look for a door to get them out of their thought processes, too much out of their mind and more back into their body so that they can feel it. I believe that they truly are feeling. I believe there's just a conflict between the mind and the body there where they're not connected. So I do my best to bring that connection in.
I would concur with that, absolutely. Yeah. Most people are not trained to trust their feelings or to trust their intuition or to trust anything that has to do with the body, you know, which is why people like me had to have a body breakdown before I woke up. You know, it's not like I didn't know. It's just like I was so on that success wheel. I was so on that spinning success pattern, and I was, you know, it was a high. And then my body broke down to let me know, hello, you're ignoring something. You're ignoring how you feel. Which was, I was feeling a lot of pressure, and I was feeling tremendous, really tremendous pressure and anxiety, and I was denying it.
And a lot of times it may be just as simple as that, it, depending on the size of the group. But I'm saying, well, I would like for you just to notice and be okay with where you're at right now. You say you don't know what you feel, and you don't know why you're in the room or any of that. Just, can you just be with that? You just simply be with that part of yourself. Because I even think a process that's that simple will start to take them into a place where they'll begin to feel a little bit more. By just being okay to be them. Again, we're going back to safe. We're not broke here. It's nothing that's wrong with anybody. This is just a choice we come into so that we can feel and learn to connect better and learn to connect not only with ourselves first and then ultimately with everyone else in the world and all the relationships that we have out in the world. But it has to start somewhere, and it starts with self. And thank you.
Well, I'm excited about this, so I want to start with self right now.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do is have you, ask me how I feel. I'd like you to do with me, like, just exactly what you do when you're starting out with a group, and we'll do it for a couple of minutes, and we'll just see what happens, and that'll give the listeners an opportunity to follow along. You know, when they hear this, and here's the thing: if you've just tuned in, I'm talking with Robert Stewart, and he's about to take me through a small rebirth process. And his website is lifeworkswithrobert.com, and that's all you're going to hear from me for a few moments, and then I'll come back and give you more information. So, Robert, can you do that with me?
Oh, I'd be happy to. This will be fun.
Okay, great.
Okay, so Lori, welcome. And the nice part about this is I get to spare all the audience here because I've already told them some of my story and what it's about. We don't have to go into me talking for the first 15 minutes. So now that 15 minutes has passed, and here I am with Lori in the room, and Lori, how are you feeling today? Tell me what you're feeling right now.
I'm feeling excited, and I can feel that in my stomach. Like, if it occurs, like, just energy moving in the bottom part of my belly. Not like butterflies, but just energy kind of shooting. And I feel, how else do I feel today? I feel very clear. I've just finished a 14-day cleanse where I didn't really eat solid foods. And so today is day 17 where I've just been eating solid foods for 2 days and a 2.5 days, and I feel really clear and really, you know, like sharp as a I feel sharp and clear.
Wow, awake. As I talk to you, I feel a big awakenness about you. It's like even another awareness. Is that something that may be going on?
Yes.
More aware?
Well, I kind of fasted from people, too. I haven't really seen anybody. I've maybe seen three people in the whole 17 days. So I haven't seen people. I haven't talked to a lot of people. I've been on a cleanse from everything.
Lori, not to get too personal, and you do, you share exactly to the level you feel like sharing, but was there anything that actually came up for you during this fast that you just had that you would like to look at? Is there an intention that you would like to have in this breath session, or something that you have been looking at that you'd like to look at a little deeper?
Let's see. Well, I can tell you that, I mean, I don't know if I set this as the intention in the beginning, But I did set an intention somewhere about midway. I wrote on my blog, which people can find on blogger.com under Butterfly Workshops. I wrote on my blog that I couldn't decide between where I wanted to be geographically located in the world. I couldn't decide between moving to Arizona or moving to India. They were both my loves. And I declared that I wanted to have it easy, to have a piece of India, of an emerging nation, like to see what it's like to be on a rising star.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, too, though, my heart is now also in Scottsdale, Arizona, with People Unlimited, who have been my guests twice on the show. And I couldn't decide, and I wrote in my blog that I guess it was going to have to resolve itself and be both. And it actually has resolved itself. It resolved itself 2 days later. Somebody said they're going to build me a home in India.
Wow.
Yeah, someone called and said he's going to build me a home in India. A student and a friend of mine who knows how much I love it there and wants to have me teach there on a regular basis. So it got resolved. So, yeah, and I wanted my life to be easy and for things to get resolved quickly. That was my intention. And that was the conflict at the moment, and it got resolved 2 days later.
Perfect, because that's exactly where that I would have liked to have taken this and even take it now. My next question would be, whatever's there, would you be willing just to surrender that today to the breath, not knowing how it looks, not knowing how it's going to show up, just knowing that that intention will be made manifest in the highest and greatest good in the best way for you and all concerned. And
yes,
that's where I would take you at that point. Do you
yes.
agree with that?
I agree 100%.
And the breath is a very powerful modality. What I would like to do is to share with you. You've shared a lot of breaths with me through your workshops, and I use them and love them. And I would like to share one with you, and you may be familiar with it, and you may not, but I'm going to explain it to you, and then we'll take a few minutes to breathe. So the first thing we're going to do is, this is going to be a mouth breath.
Okay.
And you want to open your mouth and apart your teeth so that you can get air freely. And when you breathe in, breathe down all the way down below the navel, if you can, as deep into your abdomen as you possibly can bring that breath all the way down in there, and let that breath fill all the way up as high in the lungs as it possibly can, up into the chest. There's some people who even say they feel all the way up into their feet. They just feel their bodies begin to breathe. This happens with some people, so if that's you, that's great. If it's not you, that's great too. Now the release, the inhale of our breaths is exactly how willingly we are to receive, to take life in, and all life has to offer. So we want to take as much as we possibly can. And then the exhale is how willingly we are to let go. Just surrender. It's not a push. It's not anything that has to be controlled. It's a simple release, almost like a sigh of relief. Just letting it go. Now, this breath, we want to keep this breath connected. And since you've already started, maybe you want to do this for a couple of minutes as I talk and just breathe deep inhale. You're rocking. Deep into the belly and just release it. And take even a deeper breath, keeping the breath connected. And again. And it will not take long. You'll start feeling the effect of this breath. And if you find yourself busy and you need to stop because you're not laying down, that's fine. You can stop and come back and talk. And if not, just keep breathe a little bit, but taking deeper breaths. Breathing life in fully, it's safe to feel, it's safe to breathe, it's safe to be Lord.
Ah. feel a little dizzy.
Yeah, at this point, just take a deep breath there and just sit with that, and I'll continue to talk until you're able to come back and talk with us. But you can see how quickly that starts. And this is why I laid people down. And at this point, it wasn't take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and I would readily take you deep into your body, into your feelings. And sometimes we don't recognize what they are. Sometimes we do recognize a pattern. We recognize a trauma. A lot of times we don't. But the breath takes these and helps us release these and gives us the freedom and a better connection with who we are through this process.
Well, you know, I feel some yawning came up. You didn't hear me yawn. I didn't yawn out loud. But a couple of yawns came up, like tiredness.
Uh-huh.
And so a little dizziness in my head, or maybe, I don't know if it was in my head, but I feel like I was breathing deeper than I had been all day. But now that I'm talking to you, I feel from the bottom all the way to the top like an opening.
Yeah. And that was like a minute, maybe two. It gives you the power of what an hour session of this could actually do as far as opening up. And what happens is the reason it feels the way that it does is those meridians are beginning to open. And even the yawn, a lot of times we don't realize it, but we carry so much in our jaws. We carry a lot in our neck and you know, you ever notice when you yawn, you want to throw your head back and yawn or kind of stretch? Well, a lot of times it's opening up those meridians and it's creating space for whatever's in the body, stored in the body through the trauma, to start to surface and the emotion around it to begin to surface so that it can be let go of. Could you feel any of that happening just in that short period of time?
Yeah, I feel more connected throughout my whole body. I feel more relaxed, and something did come up around the issue.
Do you want to share? Or
sure.
Okay.
Listen, this is my show. It's my party.
I can
do anything I want on my show.
Absolutely. Well, I was hoping you would, but I have to ask.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to share that it hasn't always been easy for me in my life. Like, things have not come in the past. I've put this in the past because I declare a completion on this. But things have not always come this quickly or this fast or this or easily, like with ease and grace. Like, I want things now in my life to come like silk. You know, just like, ooh, the flow of silk and the shiny you know, that smoothness of silk. And it's only recently that I even got the picture of silk and how I wanted it. And I wrote that in the blog, by the way. And what I saw was that there has been resistance in my body to having things so easily. I have identified myself with what I do and how much I do and how much I can do it better than I did before or better than anyone else. And I was a human doer, and now I'm a human being. And so what just came up and got released was, you know, some other layer of, I have to do it. If it's going to get done, I have to do it, and here we go, another thing to do. That came up, and because I didn't, all I did was write about it and breathe, and it came. From what I told you on my blog, it manifested 2 days later. It's not fulfilled yet. I mean, the guy still has to, you know, find the property and go build the place in India.
But I had to get
rid of the belief system. I had to declare it done. The belief system that said that I have to do everything and that I had to do it and that it's one more task for me. I could let go of that, and I just let go of it in the breath.
Wow. As you say that, what comes up for me is just saying that is that one phrase is that I die daily. And for me, what's coming up for you and what you, that's me. I mean, I'm the doer.
I live daily.
I've been the doer all my life. You know, it's like, and have been. I have been the doer up until now. And me too in my life. I'm releasing and releasing the beliefs around the fact that I have to do. And I can feel that when it comes up. Boy, do I recognize that con. And it's like I can feel it instantly. And choose to go the other way. And I said I die daily because sometimes that'll peek its head up again. And I'm like, you know, there's that again. That's just not true. That's just not who I am. And that's just not what I choose this day in my life. And it's really good because what that did, it gave me an intention. What you did with this little session on my next breath session that I give to myself, I can take that in as my intention to continue to surrender that. And that's how we use this work ongoing, is because something always comes up.
Yeah.
It's always there.
Beautiful. Well, you know, with my influence with the immortals now, I do have to say that I wouldn't necessarily say that I die daily. I would say I'm more alive daily.
Mm.
I don't want to program myself with any more death than is already in those molecules. Like, I want to come more and more and more and more alive. And I want it to be smooth as silk for you and me and everyone.
I like that too. I live more daily. And the false parts of me that haven't been true can go away.
Yeah, they can just go away.
That's more what I'm bearing, so to speak, or releasing.
Good.
Changing, yeah.
Good. Well, this has been wonderful, Robert. This has been a wonderful interview. It's been a wonderful session. I feel like I've just been through a few hour session with you. So I just want to let everybody know how to get in touch with you again. This is my guest, Robert Stewart. You can get in touch with him at lifeworkswithrobert.com. You don't have to be in Florida to have a session with Robert. You can have a session with him over the telephone. You can call him at 386-341-8415. That's 386-341-8415. And you can, listen, he's doing classes all over the Central Florida and South Florida areas, and he has done sessions in New York, and he will be back in New York doing sessions. We will make that possibility happen. And you can do a session with him over the telephone. So, Robert, I want to thank you for being my guest this evening. It's been my pleasure to have you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Lori. This has been so much fun. I've really enjoyed this. And I'd like to say that I will do groups. And I will travel for the groups if we have a significant group to come together, like when I came up to New York. So thanks for mentioning that too, and thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. It is my pleasure again. And if you've just tuned into us, you have been listening to Tantra Cafe, a program on bbsradio.com. And this is Lori Handlers. I'm going to be signing out. I look forward to being with you again next week on my show. See you then.